Hi, this is Russ with RST Coaching Academy, located here in Daytona Beach, Florida. I am the host of Daytona Beach Business Talks, where we have the privilege and the honor of showcasing and highlighting area businesses. And to that end, we present them to you so you can get to know them. Hopefully, you'll find yourself interested in their products and services and want to do some business with them. So here we are. We'll get on to this next program, and thank you for tuning in.
Hi, my name is Barry Kukas, and I'm the marketing specialist for the Volusia County Public Library System. I've only been doing this for a bit, but I'm very happy to be here. I want to take some time to tell people about the library system and what's available there. I was blown away. I hadn't had a library card since I was 16 years old. And it was just mind-blowing. I went into the library and didn't realize all the things they have. I think it's well worth taking some time to explain to people the services and programs that are available. So without further ado, let me go ahead and do this for you. So these are the different things available at the library. Again, you have reference and research help. You know, it's always been the place you can come to and borrow a book or do some research for a term paper or something. But it is so much more than that nowadays. This is not your grandfather's library anymore. There are books, magazines, DVDs, audiobooks, and music that you can download. You can do this from your computer. You don't even have to come to a branch. As long as you have a library card that's active, you can access all these different things. There's Wi-Fi hotspots. So let's say someone wants to access the library, but they have a terrible connection or they don't have internet. Okay, but they have a phone and they can go ahead and use a Wi-Fi hotspot and they can get on the system and that's free. They can check it out for up to 3 weeks at a time. You can also use our computers and printers and copiers at the facilities at each branch. There's 14 branches across Volusia County, as far north as Ormond, as far west as Pearson, as far south as Oak Hill. And you can come in and just get help with resume writing, with cover letter writing. There's all types of tutorials you can do and personal one-on-one help as well. There's programs for adults and teens and children. Maker Lab Launchpad is it's a really cool technology area of the regional libraries that offers 3D printing and transferring media from one source. So let's say you had an album, you can transfer that into a USB stick and then take that USB stick and put it in your computer and do with it what you want. You want to transfer it to a CD or DVD, but let's say you want to preserve media that is old media, like a floppy disk, okay? A 3.5-inch floppy disk. You know, you can't get a computer that even has a drive with that anymore. So there's all that, you know, records, the whole thing. It's available through, it's called Legacy. That's part of the Maker Launchpad. The meeting room space is available for nonprofits. It's free. You just have to make a reservation for it. For profit companies, there is a charge, but it's considered a donation. I believe it's like $20 or something. It's not anything super expensive. There are study rooms for people who want to have an exclusive, very quiet place because they're studying for something and they need to. Because a lot of times there may be kids running around the library, you know, the times of the librarian, you know, shh, you know, be quiet, aren't really there anymore because there's so many different things going on. I mean, at any one time, they can be as many as 200 or 300 people at a library. So it's only going to be so quiet. So if you really need to have concentration where you're not, you don't have something on your ears, where you're blocking out sound, they do have these rooms that are available. Some of the branches have a legal library and dedicated legal law computers available. So if you're, let's say, a paralegal, and you do some law research, you can actually type right into the court system that is in DeLand, and you have the same access you would as if you even went there. So that's a great asset. Downloadable media. We have FreeGal, which is music. It's kind of like iTunes. I just used it the other day and it was fantastic. It set up my playlist for me based on my likes and dislikes. I like a lot of 70s and 60s music. So I went ahead and just set that up, made recommendations. I can put this on my phone. I can carry my music with me. It's great and it's free. Hoopla, Libby, their ebooks and audiobooks. So if you're looking at like Audible, instead of having an Audible subscription that costs you $12.95 a month, you can do it for free by using Hoopla. You also have access to video on demand, so streaming movies, certain TV shows that are available, instructional videos, music. Again, Flipster and PressReader are magazines and newspapers from all over the world, not just the United States. And you can go and research those and find everything you ever wanted to find in a magazine. It's all right there. It's not like just pieces. It's the entire magazine. This is the in-person programs I mentioned before, the Maker Lab Launchpad. Again, you got 3D. These kids are over here looking at some 3D printers. This gentleman is doing the legacy. He's transferring maybe a video, a VHS video. It looks like VHS tapes, putting them on a USB to preserve that for forever, okay, instead of having the tape break down the road. This is a craft area. They're doing some crafting here, some board games here. This is the culinary area with the Charlie cart and learning about how to make. It looks like they're making muffins. And this is book folding. Those are just a few of the things. There's also sewing that's available with really nice high-tech machines. If you have the right tools to do the job, you're going to love doing something. If the tools you have are used and inadequate, then you probably just like, oh, I don't want to pursue that. So if you have the right tools, a lot of times the end result's a lot better than what you had hoped. We have in-person programs as well. We have children, story times, crafts. We have a lot of what's called STREAM, which is science, technology, reading, engineering, arts, and math. There's summer reading programs for children. Teens have art and technology programs as well as games. Adults, there's craft areas. There's yoga classes from certified yoga trainers. There's book clubs. There's guest speakers, special events. I'm in a band. I'll be playing at the Port Orange Regional Library tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Well, tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Then who knows when you're going to see this. But right now, that'll be on July 30th at 2 o'clock. And it's a sing-along, and people come, and they get a sing-along book, and they watch the lyrics on the screen, and they have a great time for an hour or an hour and a half. They have lots of events like that on a regular basis at all the locations. And programs are all free and to the public. And again, as long as you have a library card. In some cases, even with the music, you don't have to have a library card. They don't ask for a card for admittance. It's just if you want to use a service, then you're going to have to punch in your card. You can actually walk into a library and read a book that's sitting on a shelf without having a library card, but you don't have access to all the databases and so on, and books and music and magazines. Story time. This is at the museum. So it's at the Museum of Arts and Sciences located on Nova Road. And we do this on a regular basis. And it's got a story, big time story time with a kind of a stage and production. And many times they have somewhere between 200 to 300 kids that will show up for story time. We also do summer break. This is providing kids 18 years and under who are not in school during the summer. And they're not getting fed. They don't have their regular meals. So we provide, the library's locations provide a breakfast and a lunch. And it's a very nutritional and it's free. And they just have to come. They have to eat it there because we want to make sure they're the ones eating the lunch and not giving it to someone else. So this is a great area to come to. So that's a great service for that. Special events. We have, again, summer reading programs. Volusia Reads Together is something that happens every year. It plateaus basically in March, but there's different events and things that lead up to it. Different book clubs, different programs as well. Recipe and Reads is a family culinary lab. You saw the picture I mentioned. It was the Charlie cart. They go through different recipes and reads. So people learn about culinary. They learn about food. They learn about hygiene. They learn about how to handle food and all kinds of techniques for food preparation. And if you're into foods, it's a great program. Online services is at volusialibrary.org. This is our website. It's actually being redone right now, but it'll have just as much, if not more, on it in the new edition. And you can search and request books for pickup. If you don't see a book, you know, there's billions of books. So not every book's going to be at the library, but you can request a book and say, hey, I'm looking for the specific book. War and Peace, for instance. War and Peace usually isn't in the library. One, it's a very big book and takes up a lot of space. So, but you can request it and you can get a copy, and then you just get it and you can pick it up at a local branch wherever you want, check it out, and bring it back when you're supposed to. The digital library, audiobooks, ebooks, and so forth. Again, you can access this from your own computer at home. You don't have to be in a library to utilize those services. There's events calendars. It tells you what's going on in every different branch. Just click on the branch, hit the events calendar, it'll tell you what's happening day by day, hour by hour. Databases, again, are available. I'll go through a few more of those. And Volusia Reads Online Club is a great way to get involved. Other databases, Mango is a language learning program like Rosetta Stone or Babbel. LinkedIn Learning is a huge wealth of information database. Newsbank is for American historical newspapers. You can go back in time and see things. Creative Bugs for crafts and making things, sewing and development, ancestry. You all know what that is as far as finding out where your heritage is and more so forth. LinkedIn Learning has over 16,000 free online courses and video tutorials. You can just create an account. It keeps track. As long as you have a library card, it's free. This would usually be $39 a month, actually $40 a month just to access. But with your card, it's free. And you can just go on and tell them what skills you'd like to learn. And it ranges from Excel, leadership, customer service, finance, sales, career development, and so on. And then you can go to technology topics if you want to go very specific, SQL, data sciences, DevOps. I mean, it gets really intense. You can do a creative topics. So you have, I actually took a couple of the Adobe Photoshop, and I've done Photoshop for 20 some years. And there's things that I didn't know. And I'm just like, wow, I didn't know that shortcut even existed. But you have photography, video production, audio recording, some really cool things. This is one of the trainings I took. It's a video training, it has a professional trainer. It's not just some guy working out of his house. These are put out by, this one was for Adobe for Photoshop. And it was extremely good. It was really, you could go back and look at it again if you can, in case you missed anything. It was just super. Again, they get business topics, data analysis, spreadsheets, presentations. You just pick by what you're looking for, and you can find that training course just by doing that. I did one for Microsoft Word, got the Word programs here as far as it says best match. And I went ahead and picked one. I decided, well, let's learn Word on the desktop. And then it took you right through it. This guy, Nick, took you step by step and showed you exactly how to use Word. And there's things, people have been using Word for years and Excel. And they, do you know Word and Excel? Oh, yeah, I know it. Yeah, you know about 10% of what's actually available through Word and Excel. Let me tell you, there's a lot of shortcuts and a lot of features people have no idea about. Professional certificates are available for Microsoft, ServiceNow, Zendesk, against Cisco, I mean, Amazon Web Services, AWS. And these are certificates somebody can get and add to their resume that they have these certificates, and that will make them a little more marketable and maybe get them more money in their next job. Newsbank is kind of a current events, different newspapers. I actually went through and picked out the Daytona Beach News Journal because I wanted to see if I was actually in there. And I went ahead and found that, put my name in, and then I did a search on it. And the search came back with over 500 results because I write a lot of columns for the News Journal and the USA Today Network. And one of my last ones in just this past July 14th was letting your dog sniff is a good thing. And I pulled that up, and here it is, the whole column. It tells me exactly what level I wrote it for. It tells me how many words there is and when I wrote it, and so forth. So all my columns are in there. So if I ever lost my archive, my personal archive, I could go on this and grab whatever I want because it's always there. This is Ancestry. If you want to go ahead and find out where you're from and do some of your heritage research, you can go to Ancestry. I went through and found my grandmother, and this is my grandmother here from Poland. And then it went through and showed her mother. I didn't even know my great grandmother's name. I had no idea what her name was and where she was. And she did live in the United States in 1940. I had no idea that it was, her last name was a GOC, which I guess is Cock. There was information as far as handwritten documents back then, of course, as far as like Ellis Island, where they came from. She was born in Poland, had all this other information. It was very interesting. But this is the same ancestry you would subscribe to. And again, it's free. 11.6 million people were in the United States, were foreign born in 1940. So this is really some cool facts. This is called Gale Business Demographics Now. And you can look at different things as far as the demographic you're trying to maybe market to, or map area you're trying to market to, the different types of databases and data Excel, which is was also called references, reference solutions, or reference ABC. And there was US businesses, Canadian businesses. You can find any business in this database that you're looking for. Who works there? Who's the CEO? How do you get a hold of them? This is very valuable information for businesses, whether large or small. They can do a lot of research on this without having to pay for it. So again, it's again, we show it's all U.S. businesses, historical U.S. jobs, internships, and so on. This is an online service for kids called Miss Humblebee's Academy. It's for learning with kids 3 to 6 years old, starting with math and science and social studies. It's a great little program before they actually get into school. These programs as well, BookFlex and Teachables, are used a lot of times by people who are homeschooling their kids. They need some professional methods of doing that, and they can utilize these programs for that as well. Press Reader is, again, for magazines and newspapers from all over the world. You can find out exactly where to go as far as if you want the New York Times and you want to find something there, or Wall Street Journal, any kind of magazines. It's good housekeeping here, but all the different magazines. Flipster is another one that's used. It focuses a little bit more on foreign, but both are great resources for education-wise and research. Pronunciator is another program that's language-based. It has over 300 different language lessons. So if you want to learn Spanish, German, or French, or whatever, they're all in there. It's a step-by-step. There's quizzes. It's very similar to Babbel or Rosetta Stone. And again, it is free. Those programs, Rosetta Stone and Babbel, cost you a monthly subscription, I believe, of $49.95. So you're saving that if you have a library card, which is free. Okay, and this is Creative Bug. Creative Bug is accessible through the website. You can also go and get it through at a branch. You put your library card where it says library card, and you can go ahead and look into all kinds of different videos and training courses. So, and it tells you how much it is. So, you know, this is 60 minutes, this one's 23 minutes. How to make fake earrings, you know, how to make these little spiders. I mean, people have different craft things that they want to try to do. There's just a ton of videos on this program. And my wife, I showed her this and she went crazy. She loves to sew and she's a craft person. So she spent hours on here. Online services, if you need information, you can do ask a librarian, text a librarian. There's online databases and Tech Talk. You can find all these and actually talk to people live. Again, you have to have a library card in good standing. The proof of license for if you have to get your card and be free, you have to be a Volusia County resident. If you are not a resident, you can still get a card, but there's a cost to it. I believe it's $50 a year for that if you want to have access to all these great things. And it's still a bargain, even for the $50 for an annual subscription. But again, if you have you're in Volusia County, it's a great place to start. I can be reached at my email address is bkukes@volusia.org. That's my email. That's the best place and best way to find me. If you go to the website again, it's volusialibrary.org. You can also go there and go to contacts and you can find me there. I think that's about it. Just wanted to give you a brief overview. I went a little long. I apologize for that, but there's a lot to talk about. So if you need anything, you're trying to find something, your library card is your passport to learning, knowledge, and resources. And take advantage of it. Thank you very much for your time.
So thanks for tuning in to another episode of Daytona Beach Business Talks. I hope you found this episode interesting and informative as you perhaps learned about a business here in the area that you were not aware of before. At any rate, it may be something that you might find yourself contacting and want to do some business with them, and they'll appreciate it, and I'll be honored to be of assistance in this process. In the meantime, if there's anything that I can do at RST Coaching Academy, please give me a call at 386-286-2450, or you can email me at email@rstcoachingacademy.com. Until next time, we'll see you around town. Take care. Bye-bye.